EPA off-grid stove image source, log, cabin, cooking. The EPA may be preparing to take its battle against greenhouse gases into the kitchen. The agency has revealed that it is financing research on cooking stoves to test for air pollutant levels and energy efficiency. This research will help to improve air quality, protect public health and slow climate change, an EPA press release claimed. The agency is paying for research to examine wood, charcoal, coal and even dung-burning stoves that are used some in America. Off-grid rocket stoves are one example, but also in many developing countries. Most Americans cook with electricity, natural gas and propane. Cooking stoves are popular among campers, off-griders and survivalists. Nearly half of the people in the world still depend on the burning of biomass, wood, charcoal, crop residues, and dung, and coal in rudimentary cook stoves or open fires to cook their food, a post on the EPA website noted. People in developing countries, primarily women and children, are exposed to smoke with high concentrations of pollutants such as fine particles composed of toxic compounds. The EPA is paying $9 million to 6 universities to study new technologies and the climate benefits of cleaner cooking methods. Research will focus on measuring and communicating the benefits of adopting cleaner cooking, heating, and lighting practices. The most versatile backup stove in the world allows you to cook anything, anytime, anywhere. The agency is participating in what is called the Global Alliance for Clean Cook Stoves, which wants to encourage the use of clean cooking technologies. The alliance is trying to develop safer and cleaning cooking devices for persons in the developing world. Its website does not say how those people will be able to pay for the new technologies. The EPA's grants were awarded to University of California, Berkeley, California, which will explore the relationship between household and village-scale pollution to understand the effectiveness of cook stove interventions. Rocket Stove Pick 1 University of Colorado Boulder, Colorado, which will use small, inexpensive sensors to better monitor human exposure to residential burning pollution and also collect data through health assessments and outdoor air quality measurements in Ghana. Colorado State University, Fort Collins, Colorado, which will use cook stove interventions in China, India, Kenya, and Honduras to explore the emissions, chemistry, and movement of indoor cook stove smoke. University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, which will investigate how local resources affect community acceptance of heating stove interventions. University of Minnesota, Minneapolis, which will measure changes in air quality and health outcomes from cleaner cooking and heating technologies. Yale University, New Haven, Connecticut, which will use socioeconomic analyses, emissions and pollution measurements, and global climate modeling to investigate the impacts of cook stove interventions in India. There has been a technical renaissance in cook stove technology in recent years, but the adoption of these stoves is not where we would like it to be. Hopefully, we'll be able to learn more about the conditions that will encourage people to incorporate these improved, robust technologies into their daily lives, said lead researcher Robert Bayless of Yale University. What do you think about the EPA's move? Let us know in the comments section below. Sign up for Off the Grid News Weekly email and stay informed about the issues important to you.